Today's shiur in Maseches Bava Basra Daf Kuf Dalet Amid Beis. Before we begin the shiur, we recommend your printing out the Daf Gemara, and a better alternative would be to order your personal copy of Maseches Bava Basra from the Shas Ozer pre-marked Gemara edition. In our marking system and the pre-mark Gemaras, we offer topic headings that appear at the side of the Gemara, the outside margin. In this case, we'll take a look at our topic heading before we learn the Mishnah inside, the Nosei. It indicates Mocher Sheomar Shnei Lishoinois Soisrim. A seller was selling land, and he used two expressions. The two expressions would actually contradict each other. Boser mi mehen azlinon. Which one do we follow? We begin with the Mishnah. Mido bechevel ani mocher loch, hein choser, hein yoser. As we've seen in previous sukkis, the two expressions that have been identified here as Aleph and Beis in the Mishnah text represent two different types of mindsets. Mido Bechevel indicates a sale with exactitude, the Chevel being a rope which was a means of measuring land. So he was saying, I'm selling you according to accurate measure. The second expression, Hein Choser, Hein Yoser, as the words imply, whether it be missing or have extra, I'm selling you the land, indicates an acceptable margin of error. So which one of these two expressions do we follow? So the Mishnah rules, Botel hein choser hein yoser mido bechevel. The second expression cancels the first expression. Simply put, we follow the Loshon Achron, we follow the latter expression. And another example, in this case, the opposite. Hein choser, hein yoser, mido bechevel. That's what the seller says. How do we follow? Botel mido bechevel, hein choser, hein yoser. The second expression cancels the first. Divrei ben nanos. We proceed with the Gemara at the top of Kuf Hei Omed Aleph. Omar Rabbi Abba bar Momol Omar Rav. Cholkin Olov Chaverov al Ben Nanos. Ben Nanos' colleagues argue with him, and they hold that when these two expressions appear, we have a situation of doubt. That's called Momon Hamutal Besofek. And Momon Hamutal Besofek, we generally approach that as something that you split, cholkin. So, thanks to Rav, it seems that we discovered that Ben Anos is an opinion that has dissenters. The Gemara asks, do I really need Rav for that? The Gemara presents this as a long question. You can see in the space between the Gemara and the Tosfos, namely to the immediate left of the Gemara text, a kuf encircled with a vertical dashed line, indicating that all the lines of the Gemara opposite this marking are part of the question. On the outside margin, we have added a nosei here, a title to this topic, this section, Machloikis Tanoim Eich Lityaches L'Shnei L'Shoinus Shel Moicher Shel Soisrim Zeh Zeh. We'll see a Machloikis Tanoim when confronted with two expressions that seem to contradict each other, two expressions of the seller. Ben Nanos indicated that you follow the last expression. The Chachomim hold that it's a matter of Sufek. Rav, we saw in the Gemara, said that his colleagues, Ben Anos's colleagues, argue with him. The Gemara's question is, do I really need Rav for that? We have that in a Mishnah anyway. My Komash Molon Tanina. What does Rav inform me? We have it taught in a source. And in the marking system, Tanaic sources appear in frames. And you can see here that the next few lines appear in a frame. The Tanaic sources include Mishnayos and Brises, and the restatement thereof. And this sets off the Tanaic source from the Gemara text. What does it say? Maisa b'tzipori. Tzipori is the name of a place. An incident took place there. Be'echot she'sochar merchotz mechavero. Someone was renting a bathhouse from his friend. And what was the arrangement for pay? Notice we have indicated Aleph and Beis in the ensuing sentence, indicating two expressions constituting his agreement. B'shnei mosar zehuvim l'shana, dinor zohav l'chodesh. The rental rate was stated as 12 pieces of gold for the year, one piece of gold per month. The fuzziness or the problem arises when you encounter the Jewish leap year. The Jewish leap year has 13 months. So in this case, we have the expression of the yearly rate. A year is a year. 12 pieces of gold. We also have a monthly rate. One per month. Ubo maisa lefnei Rabon Shimon ben Gamliel lefnei Rav Yossi v'yomru yachloiku es chodesh ha'ibor. You see how we treat the matter of doubt, namely that extra month. If you were to follow the monthly rate only, then it would be a clear 13 pieces of gold. If you follow the yearly rate, the annual rate, then it would have been clearly 12. Since we have a leap year at hand, and we don't know which Lashon to follow, the Rabbonin here ruled we split the extra month. The question then, very simply stated, is what do I need Rav for? You notice a few lines above, Rav appeared in a circle so as to make his name easier to find. The circle will serve an additional purpose as we go on in the Gemara when we see someone that appears to argue with him, so we'll be able to easily point out the two opinions facing each other. The Gemara answers, E mehasam, have amina, if I would have had only the case of that bathhouse, I would have thought that the chaverov, the colleagues of Ben Anas, don't necessarily argue with him. I would have thought there, Hassam, who deika lemeimar mehada kohodarbe, veika lemeimar perushe komaforish. There was a clear room for doubt. There are two equal sides. There is room to say that the second Lashon represented his backing out of what he originally said. And there is room to say that he was using the second Lashon to explain what he originally said. Aval hocha, devadai ko hodar bay. In the case of the land sale, where the second loshon is clearly a back out, because the second loshon contradicts the first loshon. If the first loshon indicates exactitude and the second loshon indicates approximation, so it's clear that the second Lashon is a back out from what he originally said. So, Emo Lo. I would have thought that in such a case, where the second Lashon is not fuzzy with regard to the first Lashon, but rather it's clearly a back out, I would have thought that the Chaverim, the colleagues of Ben Anas, don't argue with him under such circumstances. Komash Malon, that's what I need Rav to tell me, that Chokin al Ben Anas, that the colleagues argue with Ben Anas in the case of a sale with two contradictory Lashonos as well. Continuing in the Gemara, Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, Zu Divrei Ben Anas. When looking at the Mishnah, Shmuel seems to say, okay, this is Ben Anas's opinion. Avol Chachomim Oimrim Haloch Achar Pochos She Valashonos. The Chachomim would rule that you follow that expression which reduces the strength of the buyer. Let us take a look at the Rashbam. Haloch achar pochos shebelishoinos, achar oisoi haloshon shemafchis koichus shelokeach. We follow the expression that reduces the strength of the buyer. De mesafka lehu, I tfois loshon rishon, oi achron. The Rabbonon, as opposed to Ben Anas, are in doubt as to which Lashon you follow. That is, as opposed to Ben Anas' opinion. Ben Anas says the second Lashon sets the tone. The Chachomim that Shmuel is presenting here say that we aren't sure which Lashon to follow. Therefore, we follow that which reduces the strength of the Lokeach, whether it be the first or the second. Why say such a thing? So the Rashbam explains. V'yad ha-mocher, if you skip the brackets for a minute, al ha-elyoina. Let's read that again. V'yad ha-mocher, shehu muchsuk bekarka shelo, the seller who has possession of the land, he has what's called a chazaka. He's muchsuk on the land. He's in possession of it. Al ha'elyona, his hand is on, he has the upper hand. Hilko hechod yomar lei, mido bechevel, vehin choser, vehin yoser. In the case of the sale, where we had those two expressions which were contradictory, chazinon, we take a look. Im hoisir kol shehu, if in the sale there was extra land sold, lohochi yomar mido bechevel v'yachzir, therefore we would say, oh, that's why the seller said mido bechevel, which means exact. And since there was extra land thrown in the sale, the seller gets it back. Ve'im piches kol shehu, if too little was sold, lohochi yomar lei hein choser en yoser. And that's why the hein choser hein yoser, which meant approximate, was used in the sale. Shehoya yore shemalo yekan beis kur sholem vihigio. And in such a case, likewise, the seller would have the upper hand, and the sale goes through, even though he didn't sell quite enough. And that's because he used the expression hein choser hein yoser. So, as we look at Shmuel, what do we see? We see him saying, well, the idea that the second Lashon cancels the first Lashon, that's Ben Anas' idea. But the Chachamim are in a state of doubt which Lashon should be followed. And as a result, we go Boser Chazaka, and we say that the Mocher has the upper hand. So depending on the situation of the sale, we see in which case, which Lashon would grant the upper hand to the seller, and follow that. As the Gemara goes on, and we have a topic heading here, it says in the outside margin, Biur Shita Shmuel, we're going to investigate Shmuel's opinion, Imhu Posek Keben Anas Olo. How does Shmuel hold as far as a legal ruling is concerned? So as we go on in the Gemara, we're going to try to take careful note as to what's Shmuel's opinion on the matter, Shmuel's legal opinion. The Gemara continues with a question. Zu veloy svirolei. We've used an arrow here to indicate, try to find a parallel arrow, and it's merely two lines up. That line had Shmuel making his comment, Zu divrei benanos. And here we're asking, when you speak thusly, this is benanos' opinion, it indicates that the speaker doesn't hold from it himself. The Gemara is bothered by the fact that we seem to find Shmuel accepting Ben Nanos' opinion in another case. So let's see how that works. Once again, Zu v'lo sfirolei v'ha Rav u'Shmuel di'amri trevayu. We have Rav, and particularly Shmuel, and we've emphasized his name with a dashed underline. He's the focus of our discussion. And we see two cases presented. The first case appears in a brackets. The reason for that is because the main point of the question is going to come from the second case. So we'll read the first case, but realizing that we're not going to be emphasizing it at this point in the Gemara. The Gemara, later on, cites these cases and focuses on, let's say this a bit more accurately. The Gemara deals with both cases separately, though. In our sugya, we're going to focus on the second one. So Rav and Shmuel rule in the following. Kur b'shloishim ani mocher loch. A sale of a kur of grain for 30 coins. Yochol lachzer bo afilu b'sachrona. The sale is not complete until the kur is completely measured out. Namely, there can be back out as the measuring is taking place up till the very end. However, kur b'shloishim sa'a b'sela ani mocher loch. Here, there are two parts to this expression of sale. And that's indicated by the aleph and beis. The seller says, I'm selling you a kur for 30. Each sa'a, that's phrase beis here, each sa'a b'sela. A kur has in it 30 sa'a. So we can see that the sale here was for a kur at a rate of 30 sela, each individual sa'a costing one sela. As far as the option to back out, what is the halacha? Rishon kona. Each sa'a, as it's measured out, is a clinched deal. What do we see from this? We see that when a double expression is used, as we see here, kur b'shloishim sa'a b'sela, how was the deal considered? It was considered clinched at each sa'a. So what do we see? We see that the beis lashon, the second lashon, is emphasized. Very simply, that seems to reflect Benanus' opinion, that you follow the lashon achron. At this point, the question ends, namely, why did Shmuel originally say Zu divrei benanos, giving us the feeling that Shmuel himself doesn't hold by that, when in this section of Gemara we see that Shmuel says, follow the Lashon Achron. Elo, so the Gemara answers, Zu usvirolei. When Shmuel said above, where his name was circled above and the dashed underlined Zu appears, Shmuel is in effect saying, This is Ben Nanos's opinion, and I hold by it. Namely, Tfois Loshon Achron. The Gemara, though, is relentless. Umi Sviro Lei. Is that so? That Shmuel says, follow the second Loshon. V'omar Shmuel. But Shmuel ruled in another case. This is the case of the Merchatz. We saw the case of the Merchatz as a Tanaic source cited above. To briefly review that case, there was a Merchatz that was rented out, and the rental rate was stated as an annual rate and also as a monthly rate. And the issue came up of what happens in a leap year when the monthly rate would be different than the annual rate. So in relating to that case, Shmuel says the following. V'omar Shmuel, bebo be'emtza ha'chodesh askinan. The source above that said yachloiku, that the leap month, the extra month, is split, is talking about a case where the owner comes in the middle of the month to collect his fee, his rental fee. And that yachloku is a function of doubt. Which lashon do we follow? And when in a state of doubt, we impose the concept of chazoka, where we're moikim the momon achizkoso. Namely, the renter, as far as the second half of the month is concerned, is holding on to his money. He still has his money in his possession. Let's take a look at the continuation of the Gemara with our eye on going back to the Rashbam afterwards. Shmuel continues in the ruling there. Avol bo betchila sachodesh. The Gemara says two lines from the bottom. If the owner would have come at the beginning of the month, kuloi lamaskir, then all of the month, not half the month rate, but all of the month rate would be paid to the maskir. B'soif hachodesh, if he appeared on the scene only after the month went by, then kulo lasocher. We will now look at the Rashbam, and after reading the Rashbam, it will become clear to us that Shmuel's position seems to be, when dealing with two Lishonos, as we saw in the case of the Merchatz, and the two Lishonos don't quite agree with each other, that we view it with the eyes of Sofek, as a state of doubt, not as a ruling like Ben-Nanos would have said, follow the second expression. Let's see the Rashbam. There's a Rashbam in the lower part of the page with an asterisk. V'ha'omar Shmuel, Allah, dahi Mishnah de Merchatz, de Katone Yachloku es Chodesh U'Ibor. Shmuel commenting on that Mishnah, as we explained already, the Mishnah of the bathhouse, which ruled you split the extra month, the leap month, the Baal HaBeisin be'emtza Chodesh. And if you skip the brackets momentarily, the reading is much easier. You would have read this line as Babal Abezin Bemsa Chodesh Askinon. We're dealing with that kind of case. Let's read the line again. We say Babal Abezin Bemsa Chodesh V'Omar Loi Tsei Mi Beisi Otein Lischar Chodesh Hazeh Askinon, where the owner says, either leave the premises or give me the rental fee for the month. V'Chimesafgalon Ezo Loshen Nitfas. And when we're in doubt as to which expression we're supposed to follow, Aminun Hamid Momon Al Chizkosoi, we say, leave things in their current status. Uma Shador Bo Kvar Lo Mafkinon Minei. And as far as that which he lived in already, or in this case, that which he used already, we don't take that away from him. Dilma loshon rishon is lon lemitfas. Maybe we're supposed to follow the first expression. Umashelo ovar minachodesh, o yotza lo, o yetze, o yitain schar. And as far as the balance of the month, namely the second half of the month, which he hasn't used yet, so we say either exit the premises or pay. Yaminon hamed karka becheskas ba'aleho. Once again, we would follow the concept of status, leave the karka in its status, in the status of the owner. So as far as the first half of the month is concerned, we say that that has gone by, and the money for that would remain in the pocket of the renter. As far as the second half of the month is concerned, we say that you leave the property in the possession of the owner. And if he wants to continue living there, so in that case he would have to pay for it. Almod lishmul nami misafka le kirabonon v'holech achar hamuchzok. That expression has been dashed underline in the Rashbam to show that this is the main point. That we see from here, Shmuel himself, when you have two Lishonos, follows the opinion of the Rabbonon. And in order to settle that, you go based on Chazaka. And not follow second Lashon as Benanos. We saw in the ruling of Shmuel above that if the renter would have come at the beginning of the month, then we said Kulo Lo Maskir. Why is that? Because we follow the Cheskes Karka. The Karka, the bathhouse in this case, which is considered Karka, and hasn't been used yet because the renter is coming, the owner is coming at the beginning of the month. So we say it is in the owner's possession. If, however, he comes at the end of the month, so, as far as possession is concerned, the land is not, as far as that month is concerned, it's not in the owner's possession anymore because what's gone by has gone by. The only issue then is the cash. Well, where is the cash at that point? It's in the renter's pocket. So that's why Shmuel ruled when the owner would show up on the scene at the end of the month, the money remains with the socher. All that being said, though, we have a problem. Where is Shmuel in all of this? From the case of the bathhouse ruling, it seems that Shmuel is in the Rabbanon camp. The Gemara goes on, Ela li oilam zu velo svirole. Like we said originally, when we saw Shmuel presenting Ben Nanas, that Shmuel says the idea of Tfos Loshen Achron is Ben Nanas' idea, and I don't hold from it. The Hasam Taimomai, in the case of the bathhouse, why did we say Yachloku? Mishum, we said Mishum de Tofis. And as Shmuel explained already, you go according to that which you're holding on to. So the case of Yachloku is a reflection of following the Chazaka, that which you're holding on to. And how did we come to Yachloku? Because the first half of the month that's gone by already, that we say the renter would not have to pay for. What's gone by is gone by. So the money stays in his pocket. As far as the balance of the month is concerned, the second half of the month, there we say the land is in the possession of the owner. If you want to use it, so for the second half of the month, you'll have to pay. Hocha nami. In the case of the measuring out of the sa'ah, we saw on Omid Aleph, Kur b'shloishim, sa'ah b'sela, and Shmuel ruled, Rishon
Rishon Kono, that's not a function of following the second expression. That is also a function of, as the Gemara says, Hocha Nami, Ha Tofis. So the Rishon Kono is simply saying that each saw, as it's measured out, at the point that it's measured out, it becomes in the possession of the buyer. The measures of the core that have not been measured out yet, that's not in the buyer's possession yet. As a result of that analysis, it's pointed out in the Rashbam that the ruling of Rishon Kona in the case of the grain sales would have been the same even if the expression of sale had been flipped around. Namely, if they agreed as follows, they would have said, Sa'ah besela kur b'shloshim ani mocher loch. We would not say, well, look at the second loshon and you can back out to the very end. Not true. But rather, we go Bosor Chazaka. And since the deal was set up with the possibility of each saw being a separate sale, even if it appeared as the first Lashon, once again, the deal was set up as Sa'ah Besela Kur Beshloshim, the same ruling would have applied, namely, Rishon Kona. We continue in the Gemara, noticing once again Shitas Rav, in a new case, the topic heading that we've assigned to this on the outside margin, Shitas Rav, Tfois Loshon Achron, where we say in a situation where there are two expressions, you follow the second expression. Omer Rav Huna, Amri Bei Rav. Istara Mea Moi. Someone says, I'm selling this for an Istara. An Istara is 96 Zuz. 96 Prutos. And Mea Moi is 100 Prutos. So if someone says this, Istura Mea Moi, you can see that there's a contradiction. What is the actual price then, as far as the halacha is concerned? So the Gemara says, Mea Moi, the ruling would be, one will have to pay 100 prutos. A second deal, and that's indicated by the number 2. And the second deal also likewise has two expressions in it, so flipped around. Mea moi, istara. What's the ruling? Istara. In both cases, the Gemara ruled, you'll be following the second expression. Mai ko mashma lan, what is Rav telling me over here? Tfois, lashon, achron. Ha Omro Rav Chada Zimna. But we know Rav to have said this already on another occasion. Conveniently for us, the other occasion is the bathhouse story, where did Rav speak in the bathhouse story? The Gemara tells us now. The Omar Rav I Havoi Hosam. If I would have been there in the case of the bathhouse, Havi Yahivno Kule Lamaskir, I would have given the leap month, the extra month, to the Maskir. Why is that? Why would Rav say in the case of the bathhouse, which the case that came in front of Rab Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Yossi, why would have he said that?
Because he holds you follow the Lashon Achron. And if the Lashon Achron in that case was a monthly rate, so the monthly rate is to be followed. So that if it's a 13-month year, it doesn't interest us that he opened up his expression by saying an annual rate. In that case, the concluding expression was a monthly rate. So you'd pay for the leap month under all circumstances. Of course, he's differing with Shmuel, but we see from this that Rav already said his opinion in the case of the bathhouse, namely, Tfos Loshon Achron. So, why is it that Rav has to speak up over here in the Isterot Me'amoi case? The Gemara answers, Mahu detema Pirushe Komeforesh, with relying in the case of on Rav's comment in the case of the bathhouse, I might have thought that it's not a function of Tfois Loshon Achron, but rather the second expression serves to explain the first expression. Komash Malon, that's what Rav Huna Amri Beirav serves to do, to tell us that Rav's ruling is based on the principle of Ben Nanos, namely, Tfois Loshon Achron. To appreciate this a bit more, we'll take a look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam, the lower part of the page, Mahu Detemo, had I had the case of the bathhouse alone, Lav Mishum de Islay Tfois Loshon Achron Ka'omar Yahivno Kule Lamaskir, not because of follow second expression do we say that the owner gets pay, Elomishum Diko Lameima Prushika Maforish Velo Mahada Hoder Beklau, that the use of the double expression, namely 12 pieces of gold per year, one per month, is not a function of him backing out. Elo niskaven litol dinar zahav l'chol chodesh. The owner intended all the time to take a monthly rate. For yore shemot isaber hashana, he was fearful that maybe Beis Din would rule that they're going to need an extra month. Upiresh hach shana di amri loch. When I am saying my annual rate, that I said Yud Beis Dinor l'shana, lo b'shana muberes kamina, ela b'shana pshuta, shemagio dinor l'chol chodesh. The reason I said 12 dinar per year was explained by the second expression. I'm talking about a year where each month would come out to one, namely a 12-month year. That wherever you have two expressions, and I could say that the second expression serves to embellish, enhance, explain, clarify the first expression and not contradict each other. Where we can make everyone in agreement, so to speak, where we can explain the appearance of the two Lashonos as explanatory, namely second expression explanatory of the first, so I will rule thusly, avol, and let's say this even more clearly, that from the case of the bathhouse, I would not see a principle of Tfos Loshon Achron. And that's because in the case of the bathhouse, I had the luxury of explaining why the second Lashon was used. Namely, I had the luxury of saying that the second expression was explanatory of the first. However, Aval Istero Me'amoi, She'isterots 96 Prutas, V'sosrin Alashon Azeh Ezeh, V'haydekomer Istero Me'amoi, Kilu Omar 96 Mois, Me'amois Domi.
Rav,
the plihi aben anos. Had I not had an open statement of Rav, I would have thought that Rav would follow the muhsuk like Shmuel, who ruled like the Rabbanu, argue with Ben Anas, Kamash Malon Rav. The purpose of Rav saying his opinion explicitly in the case of the Istur Me'a Moi, the Keben Nanos Virule, that he holds like Ben Anas, Vehach, the Istur Me'a Moi, the Besof Itmar. And the Rashbam concludes by saying, Kach Nira Be'enai. This is the opinion, the derech of explaining the Gemara that he approves of. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.